From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the new U.S. president gets to work changing the direction of the government. The Trump administration is moving quickly to implement new foreign and domestic policies and reverse some old ones. President Trump will sign orders today to advance the construction of the Keystone XL and Dakota Access oil pipelines, a pair of projects that were blocked by the Obama administration due in part to environmental concerns. Former President Barack Obama stopped the Keystone pipeline in late 2015, declaring it would have undercut U.S. efforts to clinch a global climate change deal that was a centerpiece of his environmental legacy. During the first official briefing on Monday, the new White House press secretary revealed some new areas in which the new administration may be taking a different approach.
President Donald Trump wasted no time unraveling key foreign policy positions, from withdrawing from the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement.
What we want is fair trade, And we're going to treat countries fairly, but they have to treat us fairly.
To signaling a potential shift on working with Russia, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer left open the possibility of joint military action in Syria.
I think if there's a way that we can combat ISIS with any country, whether it's Russia or anyone else, and we have a shared national interest in that, sure, we'll take it.
And on tensions involving the territorial disputes in the South China Sea, Spicer said the U.S. will ensure its interests are protected in international waters. He did not say if the administration believes that those waters include areas China has claimed. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
This is VOA News. President Trump's administration has asked the Environmental Protection Agency to temporarily halt all contracts, grants, and interagency agreements pending a review, according to sources. Reuters reports the White House sent a letter to the EPA's Office of Administration and Resources Management ordering the freeze Monday. The EPA awards billions of dollars worth of grants and contracts every year to support programs around environmental testing, cleanups, and research. It was unclear if the freeze would impact existing contracts, grants, and agreements, or just those in the future. Britain's Supreme Court ruled today that Parliament must approve plans to trigger the country's next exit from the European Union. Supreme Court President David Neuberger announced the 8-3 decision, saying it was based on the view that withdrawing from the EU would both cut off a source of British law and change rights enjoyed by British citizens.
The referendum is of great political significance, but the Act of Parliament, which established it, did not say what should happen as a result. So any change in the law to give effect to the referendum must be made in the only way permitted by the UK Constitution, namely by an Act of Parliament. To proceed otherwise would be a breach of settled constitutional principles stretching back many centuries.
Prime Minister Theresa May's government had wanted her to be able to use executive powers to invoke Article 50 of the EU's treaty in order to begin the withdrawal. The Attorney General Jeremy Wright said after the ruling, the government will comply with the judgment and do all it can to implement it. Russia, Iran, and Turkey agreed to bolster a fragile truce in Syria Tuesday, but a lasting political solution to the conflict appeared distant after 2 days of talks between Damascus and rebels. The three main sponsors of the negotiations in Astana announced the creation of a trilateral mechanism to observe and ensure full compliance with the ceasefire in place since late December. The three powers also agreed armed rebel groups should take part in a new round of peace talks set to be hosted by the United Nations in Geneva next month. The romantic showbiz musical La La Land topped the Oscars nomination list this morning with a whopping 14 nods, tying the all-time record set by Titanic and All About Eve. The movie, a whimsical tribute to Hollywood's golden age of musicals set in modern-day Los Angeles, earned nods for Best Picture, Director, and for its two stars, Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. La La Land will vie for Best Picture honors with eight other films, including Arrival, the grim family drama Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.